This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The final vote in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial might not happen until next week. A crucial vote on whether to allow or call more witnesses is expected soon. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Nothing's been decided, but a Republican familiar with the proposal says it came from Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, who offered a Democratic counterpart Chuck Schumer to hold off a final vote on acquittal until Wednesday. The source says senators have indicated they want more time to publicly debate and air their positions. The proposal would call for final arguments Monday, with time that day and Tuesday for senators to talk, with a final vote Wednesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been talking up the strength of relations with Ukraine on a trip to Kiev as President Trump's impeachment trial heads towards its climax. We get more from Reuters correspondent Adam Reed.
Pompeo appeared at a news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and did his best to remove any doubt about White House support for the country.
The United States sees that the Ukrainian struggle for freedom, democracy, and prosperity is a valiant one. Our commitment to support it will not waver.
Zelensky, whose one phone call with Trump became the center of the impeachment proceedings, also played down any suggestions of a rift.
When we speak with the USA, there is always a question about the impeachment of President Trump. It seems to me, honestly, that on the contrary, there are very good relations between our countries, not just in words.
Pompeo is the highest-ranking US official to travel to Ukraine since Washington's political crisis began.
That's Reuters correspondent Adam Reed reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Chen Xu, says he is confident strong measures taken by his government to tackle the coronavirus outbreak are working and will succeed in preventing the deadly virus from spreading. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The WHO says the main reason for the declaration was fear of the coronavirus spreading to countries with weak health systems that were ill-prepared to deal with the disease. Ambassador Chen says his government is ready to support countries in Africa and elsewhere that might need help in combating the virus.
So there's no need for unnecessary panic and no need for excessive measures.
Chen says he believes the epidemic will be defeated as a result of decisive and effective measures taken by his government, together with coordinated international action to stop the virus from spreading. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is hailing Britain's new beginning as Brexit Day comes to a close, but the jury could be out for some time. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more from London.
When Britons awake on Saturday, they will notice very little change. Britain and the EU have given themselves an 11-month transition period in which Britain will continue to follow the bloc's rules to strike new agreements on trade, security and a host of other areas. The big negotiations are due to start in March and the early signs are not encouraging. Britain says it will not agree to follow an EU rulebook in return for unfettered trade. The bloc insists there can be no trade deal unless Britain agrees to a level playing field and does not undercut EU regulations. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Trump administration says that it will lift certain limits on the use of landmines as a weapon of war. We get details on that from AP's Ben Thomas.
At a Pentagon news conference, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says landmines
are an important tool,
and U.S. commanders need to have them available
to shape the battlefield and to protect our forces.
The Obama administration had committed to destroying U.S. stockpiles of landmines not needed for the defense of South Korea and sought to move the United States toward eventually joining an international agreement that banned the production, use, stockpiling, and transfer of anti-personnel landmines. Asked about the morality of using landmines, given the dangers they can pose to civilians long after a war has ended, Esper says Pentagon plans will take great care to
take into account both the safety of employment and the safety to civilians and others after a conflict.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Fears about the spread of the coronavirus drove stock prices lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones losing more than 2%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.